Coach, great start to the game. You have to be happy with that, but it ends in slightly more dramatic fashion than you probably would have hoped for.
It's the NBA, baby. I'm watching the same screenplay twice a night. You know, leads on the road don't last. I thought we could have a chance to have a really close, good game. And, you can't give them 3 3-point plays in the last 3 possessions, and then just keep doing. It's just flabbergasting, but happy we won. And I think again, it's a process. You're not going to be brilliant at closing out games in 1 month or 30 games. It's going to take maybe a season. And it's the same thing of the process of why we play better on the road than at home. I don't have those answers. Other than we got to mature and we got to, we got to be smarter and solid, more solid. And I think we're moving in that direction, but it's just not there every game.
DeMarcus has another monster night. His month of January has just been tremendous, but the physicality in the paint, and then later going to and hitting a big three kind of down the stretch. Just his play in general in this month, and what you're seeing from him.
Yeah, I would say in the last 2 weeks, it's. Some people have said it's the best he's played since he's been in Sacramento. It's probably the best, I think, consistently, committedly, and offended by when we lose. When we lose games, it seems he's be responsible too.
Was really the first option on that last player was DeMarcus.
DeMarcus, we just thought DeMarcus, if they got cluttered and crowded and double teamed, Rudy was. Marco and Rudy kind of had a little game going, and Rudy popped open and got to his right hand, which is his favorite place on the court.
What were you guys able to do defensively to the Jazz, especially there in the first quarter, held them to, 12 points, and Hayward, you didn't have a field goal until the second half?
We felt they run a lot of actions that allow you to switch and also allow you to put pressure, and we had a little bit of both. I thought Willie Cauley-Stein was really good defensively in his assignments early in the game. His activity, his length, and having Cuz and him in the game was productive. And I think it was just, I think my team over the season has shown a pride, a perseverance. When they lay an egg like they did last night, they come on usually play with some pride and some intensity and commitment.
What does a win like this do moving forward? Now you're, a game back of the Jazz for the 8 seed? And obviously the playoffs are a long way away. But.
Well, this win is, it has a chance to be what I said to the team before the game is someone's going to be tied. Or there's going to be a scenario at 6, 7, or 8, wherever it ends up, there'll be a tie. So having a tiebreaker is what you do. And when you're a playoff team, you try to collect tiebreakers. You collect them, and we have a chance. We got 2 more games against them, but we have a chance to. If we can battle them for 2 games, that would be big in our race. But there is going to be a tiebreaker probably this year somewhere. You got 12 or 13 teams fighting for 2 spots. There's probably going to be a tiebreaker.
You talked about building consistency. In a game like this where the lead slips away, can that actually help do that because it shows correctable moments, or does that not make
sense? Yeah, tell me what game a lead doesn't slip away. Tell me, do you watch 8 games a night like kind of I do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every 15, 20, I mean, it happens. I don't know why it happens. I used to joke with my sisters, they get nervous when they had a 20-point lead, you get down to 10 or 9. So I finally just said, I don't get nervous until it gets to 5. because every game I watch on TV, same thing happens.
How nervous did you get when it got to 5 tonight?
I felt confident the whole night. I got a little annoyed when they made the 3 to tie. I mean, that's the one that we got. The last 3 possessions were the ones that we got to get better at. Because, we got to be smarter, more solid.
Thank you.